Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture. With your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. This summer, students spent 5 weeks in Montreal learning and living the intersection of arts, faith, and the city. Tonight's guest coordinated the seminar sponsored by Youth with a Mission's University of the Nations, the Wycliffe Bible Translators, and Christian Direction. In an interview in Faith Today, Noémie Jean Bargeon said that seminar would, quote, give students the essential tools to understand the history and the roots of the culture they live in, end quote. We're going to talk to Noémie about the seminar, which ended last week, in a few moments. But first, let's listen to Close to Midnight from Down Here's Thunder After Lightning, the uncut demo CD. Conversation with Noémie Jean Bargeon. Good evening, Noémie.
Good evening.
Now, where did your interest in arts come from? You did some schooling. You did an arts degree and a psychology degree. Where did that whole interest in art start?
Well, it's really interesting. I was a professional volleyball player in high school, so I had no interest really into the art. It's only when I started college that I went to cinema, and then I just realized that I had a gift, really. That's the way we can call it, is I could draw. It was really natural. My teacher were telling me that I probably should go to university into drawing. I never really thought of doing that as a career or even as a ministry. But I decided to go in literature, and psychology was really interesting me. So I found this program in art therapy that they are giving at Concordia University here in Montreal. Mm-hmm. So they told me that I had to submit a portfolio. I didn't have any painting or any drawing at this time, so I just took a canvas and I started doing ink. And by mistake, I dropped my coffee on the painting, which I sold for $250. So it's an interesting beginning into the art. I just realized that I really had this gift. But because I was really interested in psychology, I would like to paint for people, go to their house, learn about them, and like hear their story and paint according to what they told me or what I felt about them while I was talking to them. So that's how it developed naturally. And then I could build that portfolio. I submit to Concordia, they accepted me. And then I started doing more art into like every discipline. Like I did textile, ceramic, a little bit of photography, and of course painting and drawing. So it kind of really developed, and but it wasn't something that I planned for my life really.
Well, looking at it, is there, you said you've tried a number of different types of art. Is it the painting that still attracts you? Are you still trying to work in that genre, or are you doing different styles?
I don't think I would limit myself to any medium, because I call it painting because it's just way easier, but it's a lot of mixed media. Like when I try to explain what I do, I say it's coffee and ink painting, because I work mainly with tea and coffee. And my studio is now in a coffee shop on Mont-Royal Street in Montreal, just to be conceptual, and because I like my community. But I work with like ink and coffee. Then when I got a little bit, when I needed to try other thing, I start working with glue and paper, burning painting. I try encaustic, wax painting. I had no money, so I tried to paint on wood that I found on garbage. Instead of the brush stroke, I was doing a sandpaper stroke type of thing. So I'm really about exploring, always trying to push the limit of what I can do. Every time like I'm done with a technique, I try to invent a new one. So I just started oil painting last year, which is funny. So I did my whole bachelor degree without any using any painting, but I still call it painting because it's usually wood or canvas, you know, vertical. So we call it painting. Yeah.
Sounds fascinating. How did all of that lead to you getting involved with Youth with a Mission?
Well, I did my decided to do my discipleship training school DTS in 2006. Long story short, I did it in Singapore, and then did an outreach in China. I experienced for the first time prophetic art over there because they asked me to do three murals for GoFest Asia Festival, and then I started working there, but then again, my whole idea of doing this school was to know more about God, but wasn't really into the art. But I couldn't help it but paint and draw, and I saw how it changed people's life, how it changed people's, like my community, how it encouraged people, gives hope. So I was just doing it because I realized how much of a change it brings. But I wasn't thinking of like again like making it a ministry. I was just seeing like action effect, that how the art could be powerful. So it just made me really think of that it could help people. It was doing good around me. It was like contributing like to other people's life. So I wanted to learn how to do it better. So that's why I wanted to go to university.
So now, what is your role with Youth with a Mission? Now that you've sort of, you've gone, you've learned more about God through the discipleship training school, but now you've expanded that into using your art in that. What do you do with them right now?
With Youth with a Mission, well, I did my bachelor at the same time as I did different school with Youth with a Mission. My degree at Concordia really gives me like the skills and the technique in the art, but I like to do 1 year in university and 1 year with Youth with a Mission because they give me the practicality and the building the character of an artist. So how to serve, how to love better, how to challenge yourself. And so I work with them in China, bring a team during the Olympic in 2012 to bring a team of artists around in probably like 10 different locations in China during the Olympic. Then after that, I went to do an event management school in London to go back during the Olympic in 2012. So I was coordinating like the visual art exhibition during the London Olympic. We had the amazing opportunity to work with all the churches and all the missionary organizations, because I was working for More Than Gold, which is the banner for all the, the church and the missionary organization. So we could do exhibition in Westminster Abbey, and different big churches are in the public sphere. So it was good to work with international artists from different denominations, different disciplines, and just to see how God really blessed London, like through those amazing exhibitions that brought probably thousands of people thinking of Westminster Abbey, and just to show them beauty. I guess it was just a way of an alternative, I guess, because they chose Damien Hirst and Edouard Munch for the Tate Museum exhibition during the Olympics. So I kind of just wanted to bring an alternative of like how to bring hope and beauty when all the nations gather during the Olympic. It was really important for me. And from that experience, they asked me to if I wanted to join the College of Arts and Sport committee for the University of the Nation of Youth with the Mission. So I accepted as a great challenge to work for YWAM, because you work for different cultures, which is what I really, really gives me passion. And so I now work as the visual art coordinator for the University of the Nation. So I'm trying and meeting a lot of people to develop program, develop seminar like the one we developed in Montreal, second level school, internship for artists, like to help them understand and really integrate how to put their face and their art within their own culture, and how to be contextualized if they go into another culture, how to learn from our mistake, and how to serve better, and really understand like Jesus and the kingdom. So how to like not use art for ministry, but really like how to be an artist, a professional artist, and change the art sphere, change our neighbors, like the people we work with, even if they're non-Christian, how to collaborate with them and just keep that pure heart and keep that inspiration of bringing the kingdom of God here on earth. So I think that's how I got really passionate about working for YWAM, University of the Nation, because it's a lot about education and helping younger artists to develop themselves into an integrated way.
Well, I need to take a quick break now, your history and your story is fascinating. I didn't get all of that on the short biographies that I saw online, so that's really neat. What I want to do is take a quick break, and then we're going to continue our conversation with Youth with a Mission's Naomi Jean Bourgeot and talk about the Arts, Faith, and the City seminar that's just wrapped up in Montreal. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
From the corner of my eye, there's a tear I'm trying to cry, but the feeling can't be found. Like a note thrills in a song, when I play it again, it's gone, 'cause it was never in the sound. And it keeps me wanting that I'm
could swear I have two hearts, one to stay, one to depart. The sad, tragic kingdom, and it burns me down to the core.
To my last amen from the Ending is Beginning CD by Down Here. And don't forget that Mark Martel, who's one of the vocalists for Down Here, which had just called an end to their ministry about a year or so ago, was raised in Montreal. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with Noemi Jeanne Bajot. Noemi, you talked about, just before the break, some of the things you were doing with YWAM Youth, the University of the Nations, and one of the things you talked about was the seminar, the Arts, Faith, and the City seminar. Where did that whole idea for that kind of a seminar come from?
Well, the idea came from the course I took with Glenn Smith in 2007. It was only a two-week course with Laval University, and I was 20 years old at this time, and it really changed the way I was seeing my role as an artist. It was really interesting because it was a partnership between Baquet University and Laval University and different artists. Class, we were artists, but also theologian, preacher. So it was interesting the conversation, the discussion we were having on how to reconcile artists in the church. And it's only, 7 years later, with that new role with YWAM, like Youth of the Mission, that I thought of like bringing this course back because they stopped for a different reason. So I contacted Glenn Smith and I asked him if he would agree to do the course again. And he really loved the idea because a lot of people asked him to do it again. And so we added 3 other weeks to make a 5-week seminar to adapt it to international students. So the first week is more about how to contextualize with Pierre Lebel, the director of YWAM Montreal. And then you have the 2 weeks during the jazz festival with Glenn Smith. And then after you have Kemper Lilo from Wycliffe, who is exploring this different like culture expression. And then I finished like the last week with a lot of meeting of different artists who are actually doing it, like just to inspire people. So it's kind of like to build something that was more complete and to open the doors like to people coming from other places. Because what I realized traveling that much is how Montreal was really filled with amazing resources in terms of teacher, mentors. What we have here with the Jazz Festival was so good for artists, so I wanted to open it up. So I registered the seminar with the University of the Nation, but it's a partnership with Laval University and ETF, which is the Institute of Theology Francophone, and with Wycliffe. So it's a partnership of different organizations just to bring a better perspective, a different worldview to help the student to have their own opinion and just seek different avenue, I guess.
Looking at this, and it sounds fascinating in terms of what you were doing. Who are the type of people that take part in this, and what do you want them to leave That whole the 5 week seminar. What do you want them to take home back to wherever they come from with them?
I think the seminar is like it can be for anyone. Actually, it's like people who believe that this is only for artists. I don't think so, because it's like art, faith, and the city. So you can be an artist. Yeah, you can be someone working in the city, because art play a big role, culture, in the life of a city. It can be someone who's interested in the urbanized world, just in post-Christian culture, someone who wonder how to make an impact in the city. It can be for Christian leaders in any domain. It's something that touch us all, because we're exploring the culture of a location. And I think what I want people like to take with them is how life, like faith, is so integrated to every single activity that we have. Like it's really not only about Sunday morning. It's to how every single action can contribute to the well-being of a city. I think like we just did our debrief with the student, and one thing that really touched me, that I really wanted the student to learn, is that they understood the power that they have to change the community around them, to change their culture, like to contribute to it, like how they can contribute and help in their everyday life. And just to seek like that, it would just open their eyes to observe and to see really the city. We went for a street art tour, and the students were amazed how there were so many things in the city that they never noticed, just because we took the time to really open our eyes to what is already there. So I think it's really just this idea of like it's the kingdom of God is already here. Like, just you need to seek it. You need to open your eyes and look for it, and just to ask people question. There's an activity that we're doing during the jazz festival, is like to just go around and ask questions to the musician, to the artist, to connect, to see that there are people, that they are like contributing to like the city life, so that we're all like all those strangers meeting, and to form this city, like how we can work together to bring shalom in a place, in a location. So just to connect people, build community, how culture do that, and how having a kingdom worldview really transform first yourself, and then will transform your city after. So I think it's the main point I want them to with.
Well, looking at all this, and I'm just looking at our time, and we're starting to quickly run out of time. Would you like to, is this one of the things that the faith, the arts, faith, and the city seminars? Is this something you would like to see done in other communities outside of, even outside the province of Quebec?
It's the first edition, so we planned the second edition already. I didn't thought of. Of doing a copy paste kind of thing. I'm of course, because I'm working internationally, I'm always thinking of new program. I think it's I build the seminar like really thinking of Quebec people, how to be contextualized. We're in a post-Christian secular context, so we build the program based on that. I think I would strongly, if people want to develop it somewhere else, I would love to see that happen, but it would really be to work with the local people. I think one of our big strengths is that we work with local teachers, local artists. We work with our local resources, and that for me is really important, to encourage and serve local people. So I think if we would be doing this in another country, location, language, it would be like to find your own artist, find your teacher, like find and then like build a program that would be based upon that. But it's we are working already to in in India, in China, in the United States, in Argentina, like how to be contextualized and how to, one of her students was Mexican and she understood how valuable her Mexican roots were. So if she wants to bring that in Mexico, I would strongly encourage her, like, find your artists, your people, and build that seminar together. So for sure, we're going to do it again here next year, and we're going to see how we can multiply.
Well, you've just finished, by the time the program airs, you'll have just finished the first one. Where can people find out more about it and, you know, perhaps get on a mailing list so that they know it's coming up, when it's coming up next year, and be able to be involved if they're interested?
Yes, so we're going to run the 2015 edition. Probably, we don't have the exact date yet, but it's probably going to be from mid of June to mid of July. You can find all the information. We have a website, a Bulb website, so it's bulbapp.com/Montreal Art, so bulbapp.com/Montreal Art. Or you can go on j'aimemontreal.ca website, the YWAM Montreal website, where you can find all the information. We have a Facebook page, too, Art, Faith in the City Seminar. And we always run the seminar during the Jazz Festival. It's possible to come only for a week or two. We strongly encourage people to come for the whole, but if it's impossible, we welcome anyone. And if they want more information, they can contact me, noemi@ywamarts.com. But we are for sure running it next year. All the teachers were really excited to do it again. The students are coming back as staff because they want to see this grow. And so we're going to take a little break, and then we're going to get ready for next year.
Great. Well, Noemi, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection Day. Thanking my guest, Noemi Jean Bargeau. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website, www.selawministries.ca. That's www.selawministries.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, a production of Selaw Ministries, email robert@selawministries.ca or follow us on Twitter @Selaw13. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.